Beauty's biggest event is here, when my favorite brands are half off at Ulta Beauty. I'm checking out the beauty steals and marking my calendar. I see blushes, brighteners and brushes, primers, powders and pencils, cleansers and lip collections.
At Ulta Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty, every day is a new chance to get up to 50% off our most loved brands like Urban Decay, Tarte and more. Hurry in to seize the beauty steals before the event ends September 23rd. Ulta Beauty, all things beauty, all in one place.
This is John Greenhut, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Even better, there's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-679-0969. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Mountain Home Tire and Auto, your Goodyear dealer, is proud to sponsor Bomber Football. We're especially proud of our very own Trey Podwoski. Play hard and play to win. If your vehicle is in need of tires, brakes, alignments, or an oil change, we can also do anything your diesel truck needs, from tuning to exhaust. Come see us at 210 South Main Street in Mountain Home. Your Goodyear dealer, Mountain Home Tire and Auto. Go Bombers, go!
And we welcome you into the Acumen Audio Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Matt Sharp joining you. We apologize. We're having some technical issues with our connection over there at Jonesboro, over at Nelton High School. But we'll get you back to Brad and Bob in just a moment. We'll go ahead right now and give you a Classic Hits 101.7 studio report as Mountain Home trails Nelton by a score of 21-0 at the break. Let's take a look at what else is going on. First in the 6A East, Searcy at home against Jacksonville this evening. I have yet to see a score on that one. Jonesboro, who is ranked 7th in the state overall, 2nd in Class 6A, playing at Conway tonight. And, wow, it is the Wampus Cats all over the Hurricane tonight in the second quarter, 35-6. Jacksonville at home tonight, losing to Little Rock Catholic, 17-0. Little Rock Hall at home against Mills. Haven't seen a score on that one as of yet. Pine Bluff, who is tied for 4th in Class 6A. Playing at Watson Chapel. So we got a score on that one as of yet. And the score in the second quarter is the Zebras up on Watson Chapel, 29-7. Also, Marion this evening playing at Jackson, Missouri. Have not seen a score on that one. And West Memphis, who's a part of that three-way tie for fourth in Class 6A, at home against Blytheville tonight. I believe the Blue Devils have the lead. Let me see if I can find the score on that one. Actually, I haven't seen a score on that one yet, so we'll keep looking for that. On the local level, Yellville Summit going on the road and leading Salem tonight in the second quarter, 18-15. Be a big win for the Panthers. They get that one, especially after the Greyhounds came off that 22-point victory last week at Mountain View. Speaking of the Yellow Jackets, they are having a good night themselves so far. Second quarter, they're leading the third-ranked team in Class 2A, Conway Christian, of 14-7. Melbourne winning at Cave City this evening by a score of 21-7. That is in the second quarter. Haven't seen a score on the game between Marshall and Rosebud as of yet. Harrison is at home leading Salem Springs this evening. The score on that one, 28-6. The Goblins up on the Panthers. In the Associated Press Top 10 games that we haven't gotten to yet, number one, Harbor, is leading Jefferson City, Missouri, 21-0 in the second quarter. Second-ranked Bryant is losing to third-ranked Fayetteville by a score of 17-10. Also this evening, number four, North Little Rock, at home against Little Rock McClellan. Haven't seen a score on that one as of yet. Number 5, Greenwood, who is also number 1 in Class 6A, is all over Fort Smith Southside tonight, 42-0 in the second quarter. Number 6, Pulaski Academy, who is also ranked number 1 in Class 5A, leading Ridgeway, Tennessee, 35-6 in the second quarter. And number 8, Bentonville West, playing at home against Little Rock Central. It is Bentonville West up on the Tigers, 24-0 in the second quarter. And number 9, Cabot is losing to number 10, El Dorado, by a score of 19-10. El Dorado also ranked 3rd in Class 6A. In the Class 6A Top 5, there's only one game we haven't yet mentioned, and that is Benton, who is in that three-way tie for 4th with Pine Bluff and West Memphis. They are leading Little Rock Parkview this evening by a count of 18-7, that game in the second quarter. The Class 5A Top 5 games that we haven't yet gotten to. Number 2, Wynn, is up on Maumelle, 27-7 at halftime. Number 3, Alma, is playing at Springdale this evening, and right now it is the Bulldogs up on the Airedales, 14-6 in the second quarter. Number 4, Little Rock Christian in Springdale this evening, taking on Shiloh Christian, so you can find the score on that one. It is the Saints leading Little Rock Christian, 7-0 in the second quarter. Number 5, Morrilton, playing at J.A. Fair this evening. It is the Devil Dogs up on Fair, 37-7 in the second quarter. Class 4A Top 5, number 1, Nashville at DeQueen this evening. See if we can find a score on that one. It is the Scrappers leading DeQueen, 7-0. That was the last score we had from the first quarter. Number 2, P. Ridge, is taking this week off after playing 2 games in week 1. Third-ranked Warren is at home against Stuttgart this evening. See if you can find a score on that one. It is Warren up on the Ricebirds, 14-7 in the second quarter. Third-ranked Joe T. Robinson playing at Central Arkansas Christian tonight. And see if I can find the score on that game as of yet. And I'm currently not seeing the score on that one, so we'll see if we can find that later. Okay, well, I do see on the scoreboard they haven't updated that one yet, so hopefully we'll get that one later. And number 5, Prairie Grove, playing at home against Vian, Oklahoma. See if we can got the if they've got the score update on that one. It is Prairie Grove up 27-7 at halftime. Class 3A Top 5, number 1, Prescott, is at home against Camden Harmony Grove. See if they've updated that one as of yet. They have not. Number 2, Junction City, playing at England this evening, and see if there's an update on that game as well. It is Junction City up on England, 44-0 at halftime. Number 3, Charleston, at home against Episcopal Collegiate, who made the trip from Little Rock. And it is Charleston up 35-0 on Episcopal in the second quarter. Number 4, Rivercrest, playing at Valley View this evening. Let's see if we can got the update on that one. It is there. Let's see. I believe I had it for a moment. It is Rivercrest up on Valley View, 21-15 at halftime. And number 5, Bald Knob at Southside Batesville this evening. And let's see if there's a score update on that one. There is not yet. Class 2A Top 5 games that we haven't yet gotten to. Number 1, Mount Ida at Jesseville. It is Mount Ida up 14-0 at halftime. Number 2, Ryzen, playing at Baptist Prep this evening down in Little Rock. And Ryzen just having their way, 48-0 in the second quarter. Number 4, Danville at home against Lavaca. It is Danville leading at Lavaca, 21-0 at halftime. And number 5, McCrory, is up on Desark, 14-0 at halftime. So let's look what else is going on around the state and the area. We'll take a break, get you back to Brad and Bob in just a moment. Our score at halftime, Nettleton leading Mountain Home, 21-0. You're listening to the Acumen Audio Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Acumen Audio
asks, is the bed of your truck a little rough for tailgating? Does the sound of your vehicle audio make you want to run back to the locker room and hide? Well, Acumen Audio has you covered with Superliner sprayed-in bed liner and high-quality audio for your ride. It's Bummer football time, and the sound pros want you to have the best tailgating experience possible. With amp and sub packages starting at $239, and they also have Bluetooth portable party speakers, too. Call the sound pros now to get your appointment, 425-8488, or stop by the corner of 62 and Bomber Boulevard in Mountain Home. Go Bombers!
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
Bank on checking that pays with the Integrity Club at Integrity First Bank. Get rewarded for everyday purchases and earn up to $80 annually in cash back. Call or stop by any of our 5 Twin Lakes area branch locations and learn about even more club benefits like everywhere cash savings, free estate planning review, and other benefits to protect your financial future, as well as convenient online and first mobile banking. Join the club, the Integrity Club, and bank on checking that pays with Integrity First Bank. Member FDIC.
Arkansas is much more than a great place to live, work, and play. It's also a great place to save for college, thanks to the Arkansas 529 College Savings Plan. Hi, this is Treasure State Dennis Milligan. You can get started for as little as $25. You'll be giving a forever gift to your child or grandchild and receiving a state income tax deduction. Visit Arkansas529.org today.
To learn more about the Arkansas 529 Plan, its investments, objectives, risks, and costs, read the official statement available at Arkansas529.org.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, or even with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Affordable term life insurance is out there. Call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-481-1458. 800-481-1458 or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too.
Beauty's biggest event is here, when my favorite brands are half off at Ulta Beauty. I'm checking out the beauty steals and marking my calendar. I see blushes, brighteners and brushes, primers, powders and pencils, cleansers and lip collections.
At Ulta Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty, every day is a new chance to get up to 50% off our most loved brands like Urban Decay, Tarte and more. Hurry in to seize the beauty steals before the event ends September 23rd. Ulta Beauty, all things beauty, all
The Acumen Audio Halftime Show continues on Classic Hits 101.7. We now take you back to the stadium with the voice of the Mountain Home Bombers, Brad Hallworth.
Thanks, Matt. 21-0 our score. It's Nettleton with the lead. We are joined at halftime by Dr. Jake Long, superintendent of Mountain Home Schools. And Jake, what are we? I guess three weeks in?
Oh, we're right? 3 weeks, a little over 3 weeks up to this point. And, you know, it's been a great start to the school year. Of course, everybody's settled in. And we've had a few problems issue their way to the surface, but that's expected this time of year. But it's been a great start. We have great teachers and staff that spent a lot of time in preparing for the school year, and so we're very fortunate to have that level of support that we have.
Anything new going on this year? Anything to talk about tonight that's different?
You know, there's quite a few different things. Our school board, we met at the high school this last Thursday for our noon board meeting, and they got to see some of the work that's happening in our academic advisory periods at the high school, and very impressed with the work that Alicia Jenskowski, Heather Hatman, Christy Lawrence, and Kathy Beckham did in preparing. They spent several weeks in the summer preparing an academic advisory curriculum to really help our students throughout the school year, whether it's all the way from career and college and career readiness to ACT preparation and ACT boot camps. And so they really laid it out there and did a good job. We also got to see a startup of an apprenticeship program in which we've incorporated into our internship, which sometimes you guys at the station, right, you get an intern to come out. And so the apprenticeship is that's exactly what it is. It's a paid apprenticeship that we've partnered with some of our local industries that are taking some of our seniors to taking them into their industry, and they're seniors that really, you know, they may not be interested in going to college. They're going to hit the workforce right upon graduation, and so they're really they're started on that, and we're looking forward to what kind of opportunities we can provide for students that way. So it's fortunate to have a business industry that's willing to help our students as well. So.
We're very fortunate to have ASU Mountain Home in town. I know Mountain Home Schools do a lot with the college as well.
Oh, yeah. It's, you know, I was sitting here looking at the Nettleton. They presented their education foundation, and we too in Mountain Home have a phenomenal education foundation that supports our kids. In fact, they rolled out the Project Promise, which is any Mountain Home High School graduate who graduates and fills out the FAFSA is eligible for the Promise, which is 2 years of 2 years at ASU Mountain Home, free tuition.
That's amazing.
And so we've actually increased. We had 117 students take part in the Project Promise, which is about a 30% increase in the number of students going to ASU Mountain Home.
Wow!
And so if you take that percentage out to the normal number of students that we have going to 4-year universities, our college our attendance rate is up over 65%, and so it's pretty incredible that our kids can have that kind of opportunity. Not only that, they also have the opportunity to take concurrent credit classes as juniors and seniors. Because of the Education Foundation, because of our local school board, they have been able to offer at least one concurrent credit course for any junior or senior that is eligible and wants to take that. So we've got over 180 students that are taking concurrent credit as juniors and seniors. So just phenomenal opportunities for our kids, and we're blessed to live in a community that's willing to support our kids the way that we do.
I was going to say, that's just unheard of around the state,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, it really is, especially that college-going rate and then that number of students taking the taking concurrent credit and it really some of them not having to pay for it. So
you bet. All right, we're just about out of time. Anything else real quick we need to talk about? Or?
No, I just, you know, we need to come out here and stop them on the first drive and get some points on the board, don't we?
Let's talk about the great administrators you have. I was asked to.
Oh, that wasn't Janet Wood, was it? Yeah. Well, that's nice. Janet, she's at home, I'm sure, listening to the ball game. In fact, I got a text from her not long ago that said she's already played 9 holes of golf. She's eat prime rib out at Big Creek, and she's sitting on the square listening to the Melota Cats. So
you're paying her too much.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
So all right, JK, appreciate you coming up. Good to see you.
Yeah, thanks.
Jake Long, a superintendent of Mountain Home Schools. We'll take a break. We'll recap first half here in just a moment. 21-0, our score. It's Nettleton with the lead. You're listening to Bomber Football, Classic Hits 101.7.
We'll continue with more of the Acumen Audio Halftime Show in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
It's that time, ladies. Colorful fall leaves, pumpkin spice lattes, and fun fall arrivals at Studio West Boutique. Come in today and check out the newest selections from brands like Bobby, Nicole, and the fabulous Glider Fitness line. Are you ready for a cozy sweater with a pair of Just Black jeans? Our Just Blacks are now restocked and just in time for cooler weather. We still have great summer clearance items too, so stop by before they're gone. Fall fashion is arriving now at Studio West Boutique, 714 South College in Mountain Home.
Now back to the Acumen Audio Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
21-0, our halftime score. Nettleton with the lead over Mountain Home. Let me check halftime stats real quick for you. Sonny Elliott's the bulletin with the stats for us tonight. First half, Nettleton with 238 yards, Mountain Home with 150. Rushing yards, Mountain Home, all theirs came on the ground. McKay had 71, Williams 44, Winfelt 31. For Nettleton, Turner leads the way 9 for 41. Henry, 9 of 16 through the air for 187 yards. In that first half, we'll take a break, come back, and get the second half started in just a moment. 21-0, Nettleton with the lead. You're listening to Bomber Football, Classic Hits 101.7.
You've been listening to the Acumen Audio Halftime Show. Stay tuned for the second act, half of action, coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, Asics, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Visit Arkansas South in September for family fun. The Barn Sale in Camden, one of the largest arts and crafts festivals in the state, is September 30th. Main Street El Dorado is teaming up with Murphy Arts District to host the headliners for Music Fest in the new Mad Amphitheater in El Dorado. Enjoy live concerts including ZZ Top, Brad Paisley, Smokey Robinson, and more September 25th through the 30th. Fine dining abounds. Spend the week in South Arkansas for festivals and music. Visit ArkansasSouth.com. Arkansas South, natural charm and serious fun.